This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Going to have to dedicate a lot of this hour to the debate. The debate's over. I think the race is over. I don't even think the race is over. I know the race is over. The Democrats seem to think they're still in it, but they're not. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Debate happened the other night, whitest debate in a while. Six people up on the dais. Tom Steyer, non-existent. Joe Biden, non-existent. It was really a battle between Sanders and Warren, and that's an interesting battle, an interesting setup. And we were, in the last hour, I ended by talking about what's really going on with Sanders and Warren and what the media is not really looking into, which I find interesting. That revelation to you, just that revelation alone is worth the price of admission for this hour. 844-551-8255. See if you caught it. So we played a clip of CNN blatantly accusing Bernie Sanders of being a misogynist and saying, oh, a woman could never be president. I would never say that. I don't think any conservative that understands politics would say it. I think Nikki Haley would be the first female president. I really do. And deservedly so. So I look at, you know, people that I've been around, I grew up in a what I would call a patriarchal point of view. I don't view women as less than men. I view us as different, strong in our, equally strong in our own ways. And I can tell you, even looking at the biblical principle of the man being in charge of the household, blah, 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 I still say I'd be okay with the right woman president. I would be. But she'd have to be cut from a different cloth, because I'm going to tell you, guys are different than women when it comes to running things. We're very different. I was talking to a good friend of mine. She says, Kevin, if it weren't for man, we probably wouldn't explore outer space. We wouldn't, you know, force ourselves to do things that challenge that the sense of safety. Women err on the side of safety. Because they tend to be more nurturing and caring for things. This isn't, by the way, I'm not saying anything that isn't backed up by I'm talking actual fact, psychological doctrine, the people who have studied these issues, and quite frankly, observation on my part. I'm not just gonna, oh, scientific journals say, I don't care. I also know that my mom was much more caring. My grandmother was much more nurturing than my grandfather. My aunts were much more nurturing than my uncles. I'm watching other people with their kids. I've seen it. It isn't just conjecture. Anyway, I'm going to play this clip. I'm going to play it in its entirety this time. It's about 2 minutes. And it's Bernie Sanders being challenged in the debate about the being a woman, essentially saying a woman could not win the presidency. And he gives his answer. And in this answer, it's very telling what's going on. We'll talk about the first aspect of it, this particular segment. Then I'll go into the second, probably the most important aspect of this, in the second segment of this hour. So let's play the clip.
In 2018, you told her that you did not believe that a woman could win the election. Why did you say that?
Well, as a matter of fact, I didn't say it. And I don't want to waste a whole lot of time on this, because this is what Donald Trump and maybe some of the media want. Anybody knows me knows that it's incomprehensible that I would think that a woman could not be president of the United States. Go to YouTube today. There's a video of me 30 years ago talking about how a woman could become president of the United States. In 2015, I deferred, in fact, to Senator Warren. There was a movement to draft Senator Warren to run for president. And you know what? I said, stayed back. Senator Warren decided not to run, and I did run afterwards. Hillary Clinton won the popular vote by 3 million votes. How could anybody in a million years not believe that a woman could become president of the United States? And let me be very clear. If any of the women on this stage or any of the men on this stage win the nomination, I hope that's not the case. I hope it's me. But if they do, I will do everything in my power to make sure that they are elected in order to defeat the most dangerous president in the history of our country.
So, Senator Sanders, I do want to be clear here. You're saying that you never told Senator Warren that a woman could not win the election.
That is correct.
Senator Warren, what did you think when Senator Sanders told you a woman could not win the election?
Welcome back, everybody. Loaded question in favor of Elizabeth Warren. More obvious than a turd floating in a punch bowl. If Bernie Sanders and team are not aware, this is the second time that the fix has been in against him. And I hope he recognizes, I don't care one way or the other about his candidacy. And Warren's not going to win the nomination either. But Bernie can't. See, that answer that Bernie gave was a placating. He was capitulating on things. He says, I didn't say it. And you know what the CNN lady came back? Okay, so you didn't say that? No. Okay, Elizabeth. So when he said what he claims that he didn't say, what was your reaction? And Sanders is just shaking his head like, you got to be kidding me. Bernie Sanders seems content to not care that the fix is in. He seems content. He seems okay with it. I would have been combative. I would have stopped and said, now, wait a minute, before you answer the question, Senator Warren, I just explained that I didn't say it. And I resent the idea that the CNN moderator is just overlooking what I just said and calling me a liar. There is video evidence that's been presented all day long where I said exactly opposite of what I'm being accused of. And by the way, this is going into the next part of what I want to finish with, because Warren goes on to give her answer, and it's very, people call it clever, it's very political, but it hides the bigger truth, the thing that I think Donald Trump and many others would capture. You probably caught it too, but it's the very reason why Elizabeth Warren not only will not, but should not be president. So anyway, Bernie Sanders is under attack. People on social media were just destroying CNN, the Bernie supporters, which, by the way, Bernie supporters want to put billionaires in gulags. I don't know if you saw the Project Veritas stuff. But he's got no chance, and he proved it with that answer, which, by the way, was a good answer, just not the right political answer.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community.
So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I want to play the entire clip now of Bernie Sanders' exchange with Warren and CNN, and you'll get an idea now of the fix. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. Talking about the debate, one of the first observations that I made is that Bernie Sanders is being set up. And either Bernie Sanders is too stupid to know that he's being set up, or he doesn't care again. I mean, he's got a war chest. He's a millionaire socialist who now wants to go after the billionaires. The billionaires, not the millionaires anymore, but the billionaires. And he's in a philosophical battle on the feminists are attacking him by saying, oh, you said a woman couldn't be president because they want Sanders to lose the women vote. They got to get something back for Warren. And I asked the other day, why is Warren picking a fight with Sanders? Well, maybe she presumes he's a front runner, which speaks to a whole other element of this thing, because isn't Joe Biden a front runner? Isn't he the centrist that the Democrats claim everybody wants on their side? They had six candidates up there, and nobody wants any of them. Forget the racial implication that there was not anybody of color. There was no black. There were no blacks. There was no Latino. There was no Asian. There was no Pacific Islander, and they have them all. There is very little youth. The only youth up there was Buttigieg, and even though people give him high marks for what? It's I don't know how to even describe it. What do you give to somebody and say he gets a trophy for just not being the worst of the worst? So good luck with that, Democrats, if that's your strategy. But I want to play this entire clip because, as I alluded earlier, there's something that Elizabeth Warren says. There's a bigger gap here that the media is not discussing, and don't think it's going to go unnoticed on Donald Trump because he's a smart guy. And it has to do with how Elizabeth Warren has conducted her career and her campaign, and this will come back to bite her. It's not going to matter because I don't think she's going to be the nominee, and I don't think Sanders. I'll get it out. I don't think Sanders is going to be the nominee. And I know what people are thinking. Kevin, who can it be? You said it's not going to be Biden. I don't know. I'm only giving you my opinions. It's the Kevin Jackson Show, but I'm not a fortune teller. I can give you a pretty good idea. I said it was Buttigieg a long time ago. And you know what it's shaping up to be? Buttigieg. Does he not remind you of Dukakis? Little diminutive guy that you know, talks a big game, but, you know, whatever. And by the way, I didn't like Dukakis because he's a Democrat, but Dukakis and Bush? What do we get with Bush 41? Psh, nothing. White bread. That wasn't even meant to be racist. Anyway, let's play that clip.
In 2018, you told her that you did not believe that a woman could win the election. Why did you say that?
Well, as a matter of fact, I didn't say it. And I don't want to waste a whole lot of time on this because this is what Donald Trump and maybe some of the media want. Anybody knows me knows that it's incomprehensible that I would think that a woman could not be president of the United States. Go to YouTube today. There's a video of me 30 years ago talking about how a woman could become president of the United States. In 2015, I deferred, in fact, to Senator Warren. There was a movement to draft Senator Warren to run for president. And you know what? I said, stayed back. Senator Warren decided not to run, and I did. I did run afterwards. Hillary Clinton won the popular vote by 3 million votes. How could anybody in a million years not believe that a woman could become president of the United States? And let me be very clear. If any of the women on this stage or any of the men on this stage win the nomination, I hope that's not the case. I hope it's me. But if they do, I will do everything in my power to make sure that they are elected in order to defeat the most dangerous president in the history of our country.
So, Senator Sanders, I do want to be clear here. You're saying that you never told Senator Warren that a woman could not win the election.
That is correct.
Senator Warren, what did you think when Senator Sanders told you a woman could not win the election?
I disagreed. Bernie is my friend, and I am not here to try to fight with Bernie. But look, this question about whether or not a woman can be president has been raised, and it's time for us to attack it head on. And I think the best way to talk about who can win is by looking at people's winning record. So, can a woman beat Donald Trump? Look at the men on this stage. Collectively, they have lost 10 elections. The only people on this stage who have won every single election that they've been in are the women.
All right, I want to finish up this particular segment. I could go an hour on this topic because it's so big, and it deserves that kind of time. But so CNN comes back and says, I'm dismissing Bernie. He's a liar. So, Senator Warren, what did you think when he said what he said? And she says, what was her comment? Something along the lines of, I disagreed. So what she's saying is, he did say it, and I disagreed with him. After Bernie has stated his case, did Bernie interrupt? Did he say, hold on, let me stop you right now and say, you're lying? Now, here's the bigger issue. Elizabeth Warren has yet again been caught in a lie. Bernie Sanders said 30 years ago, he believed a woman could be president. He then stated very succinctly and very clearly, I will tell you, you've heard it now a couple times if you've been listening to the entire show, and if you haven't, shame on you. And I'm convinced that Bernie Sanders has never uttered those words. So, Elizabeth Warren is lying about this conversation. And if they were really being good journalists, they would ask this question. They would say, Elizabeth, Senator Warren, Bernie Sanders is on record saying he believes a woman could be president. He just laid out an amazing explanation of how he's witnessed Hillary Clinton winning the popular vote, which doesn't make you president, but he's saying you don't get that razor thin without, and then go, I don't think a woman could be president. And by the way, he makes complete sense, and they dismiss it. And what they're doing is they're dismissing the lie, which I think is the big story here. Elizabeth Warren, a woman who lied and said that her she was of Native American heritage. Elizabeth Warren, who said her father was a janitor. Elizabeth Warren, I mean, lie after lie, and we're supposed to believe her. She literally created this in order to go after Bernie Sanders because she needs to diminish Bernie and raise her own profile. And Bernie apparently isn't seeing the tea leaves. He's not reading the tea leaves. This is the Democrat machine going after him, and nobody's going to question anybody. Whatever is Bernie's accused of going forward, he's going to own it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump and the Vice President at the White House meeting with people who have recovered from COVID-19 infections. The President says this gives Americans hope who were diagnosed with coronavirus. Former President Barack Obama is finally formally endorsing Joe Biden for president.
The spirit of looking out for one another can't be restricted to our homes or our workplaces. It also has to be reflected in our national government. And that's why I'm so proud to endorse Joe Biden
The former president says he will campaign aggressively for his former vice president, and Mississippi's tornado death toll is now at 12. Governor Tate Reeves, though, says residents are hurting, but still being very resilient. Reeves says the search and rescue efforts are continuing in Mississippi. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Here's a clip of a woman talking about Trump rally goers.
The first women in line. And this happens. This is their 10th rally for the people who are first in line. We see that over and over. You and I have talked about this before. This isn't a blip. These aren't first timers just checking things out like we saw in 2015 and 2016. These are people who not only are return rally goers, but they're volunteers. They are now investors. Some of our greatest small dollar donors are coming from these rallies. This is a movement that Democrats can't compete with. And to be sure, Stuart, we have the ground game in place in Wisconsin and battleground states across the country to make sure that when we see this enthusiasm from volunteers on the ground, we know how to activate them and turn them into voters.
Oh, boy. No truer words. Republicans' ground game right now is as good as it gets. Donald Trump has learned. His campaign has learned. They have people that are going at it. And here's what's interesting. The Republicans who did not like Donald Trump in 2016 and were doing things to thwart him. I want you to understand that underground movement to stop Donald Trump, not from the traitors and the people doing the coup, trying to coup. Well, it wasn't a coup just yet because he wasn't president, but trying to stop him. This is from Republicans, people not wanting to help, saying they would but wouldn't. Now, Donald Trump, with like 95% Republican approval, he's getting real help, unquestionably. That's bad news for the Democrats. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, 844-551-8255 if you want to call. This lady says this isn't a blip. People aren't checking things out. These are return rally goers who have become volunteers, and the next step, who have become investors, and the best step, who will become voters. And she ended it by saying, Democrats can't compete. Folks, do you remember this feeling? Let me remind you of this feeling. It was in 2008, and we were on the other side of it. There was nothing we could do to compete with that feeling. I want to remind you, Barack Obama would go places. He could fill any stadium anywhere. Any event this guy went to was rock star status. I ask you, who has that? Rock star status, not just in America, worldwide. I ask you, who has that? I asked a question the other day. If you take Donald Trump out of the news cycle in America, how much news do you get? Take him out of the news cycle in your life. How much news do you get? Take him out of the news cycle anywhere in the world. And the answer is the same. Donald Trump dominates the news cycle in Sri Lanka, in Vietnam, in you name it, Cambodia. He dominates the news cycle. The people weren't enthralled with the Democrat debate. They were watching Donald Trump in Wisconsin, a battleground state. And they were before that, they were watching him in Toledo, Ohio. 21% of independents and 21% Democrats, 22% independents. Over 20% of Democrats and independents are going to Trump rallies, but they want you to believe that there's enthusiasm for Joe Biden or Buttigieg or whomever. Tom Steyer. Oh, I know. Bloomberg's looming, right? Democrats can't compete. Here's what I can tell you. Have a fun little experiment with yourself and pick a candidate. Is it going to be Klobuchar? I want you to imagine Amy Klobuchar debating Trump on issues. She's a senator. I think she's a senator, right? Debating Trump. Debate him on world issues, finance, economics, with a guy now who knows the inside scoop. Do you think he's going to be her? Do you think it's going to be Steyer? I think Steyer's gone, to be honest with you. Is it going to be Yang? Dave Chappelle just came out and endorsed Yang. Is that going to give him the shot in the arm he needs? Short answer, no. Is it going to be Buttigieg, who's been falling since? Over the last week, maybe the latest debate did something for him. But how many people watched it? I quipped there were more people at the Trump rally than watched the debate. Is it going to be Warren the liar? Is it going to be Bernie Sanders, who has no fight in him? Or is it going to be Joe Biden? I would hate to be a Democrat, and those are my choices. I know they want to convince you that things are going well. Here's my next observation about the Democrat debate. And in full disclosure, I said this earlier, I did not watch it. I didn't watch it. I wasn't going to put myself through that. I doubt many of you did. But I did catch the clips. And here's what I noticed. And I noticed it because as they say, you can be conspicuous by your absence. And that's what happened with Joe Biden. The supposed front runner said nothing or did nothing to raid a soundbite. I did not see a single soundbite. One I heard, and I didn't even listen to it, was him saying, "They targeted my son." Huh. Well, maybe your son deserved it. That's it. Joe Biden going into protect mode of his crackhead son. Well, if that's all Joe's bringing, it's trouble. Again, trouble for the Democrats. But that comment aside, essentially, Joe Biden said nothing. He didn't lay out any new policy issues that make you go, boy, he's presidential. You know, I was looking back at Joe Biden's record. He's apologizing now for going into, you know, for part of the Obama policies, etc. Joe doesn't know where he stands. Joe Biden doesn't know who he is. It's a shame that a guy can be almost 80 years old and he still not know who he is. And Joe's got a myriad of problems. He and his wife, over the last 2 years, made $15 million. His son, corrupt as can be. His brother, corrupt as can be. All living on the back, riding the coattail of Joe. And there's kind of good news for Joe, though. As I was thinking about this debate, no sound clips of him. He's king of the gaffes. There were no gaffes. And that made me think, well, what is Joe's strategy? Clearly, Joe Biden has decided that he's going to take the John Kasich strategy, and that is attrition. Let the other people destroy themselves. The friend of segregationists and other racists, the king of the gaffes, appears to have a winning strategy that says, let these people destroy themselves and get it. Think about this. This dude who is friends with segregationists has managed to watch all the blacks. Deval Patrick's still in, but he's a non-player. Might as well be Wayne Messam. How many of you knew of him? But all the blacks are gone. Think about this. The dude who is friendly with, who said positive things about George Wallace and other segregationists has managed to get every black of note out of the race. The two that followed baby black Jesus that would probably be the closest to Obama, that would be Harris and Booker, are gone. The only ones that had a real shot are gone. Kamala Harris, who called him out, rose up in the ranks, gone by attrition, and Joe's just standing there watching. The New York Post wrote this of Biden in the debate. The bar was a lot higher as the front runner. He made no big mistakes, but also scored no major points. If he was looking to close out Iowa with a crescendo, he failed. And I agree, because Biden believes he can be president on the muscle memory of the Obama era. A gross miscalculation, because what Democrats won't admit, and I keep wanting to put a gun to their head and say, admit it. I just don't want to force them, but Obama era was, they are not proud of the Obama era. You can't lose 1,100 seats in the Obama era and be happy. It's impossible. You can't have no legislative victories that anybody wants to put their hand on. Obamacare is now a thing. Nobody wants to put their thing on this, their fingerprints on Obamacare. You think they want to put their fingerprints on his TPP, the trade agreement? You think they want to put their fingerprints on the nuclear nonsense that he did, or the Paris Climate Accord? I'm talking about serious players. I'm not talking about pikers. No serious politician wants to own up to the Obama era. And it's a fact. And you're watching it play itself out. Whether you want to read the tea leaves or not, I'm helping you. But you watch two Obama types get completely bulldozed by the Democratic Party. Two black folks that mimic Obama, that got nowhere near the play, nowhere near the enthusiasm of the black community. So ask yourself, is the black community still enthralled with Barack Obama if they won't vote for people that look like him and talk like him and sound like him and have the same policies? And yet, Biden thinks that he can live on that. He can run on that.
Barack's my friend.
Well, good luck. The Democrat Party's finally starting to understand. Obama brings
this. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Joining Warren Jennifer Franco, a new report reveals more evidence of corruption by Hunter and Joe Biden. According to the Washington Examiner today, investment firm Rosemont Capital received $130 million in federal loans during Joe Biden's tenure as vice president. The money was routed from the U.S. Treasury through an offshore in the Cayman Islands and reportedly went to the company for the purpose of bailing out struggling banks. Rosemont Capital represented Hunter Biden in his Ukraine dealings, allegedly receiving multi-billion-dollar payments from the energy company Burisma. That report suggests that the Bidens used bailouts for personal gain while ordinary Americans were going bankrupt.
I watched the clips of the Democrat debate. And what's funny about this, and here's the thing you have to have when you're going to have a debate series, you have to air out all the dirty laundry. Nobody wants to do that right now with the Democrats. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. They do not want to confront Biden on his potential you know, coercion, if you will, of Ukraine as it relates to his son. They don't want to confront him on how he's earned all his money. Which, for the record, if Biden's making money giving speeches and things like that, that's fine. But it goes beyond that. Joe Biden has said, look, I'm going to capitalize. I'm really going to take advantage of my former position. And he's doing it in ways that, quite frankly, were illegal. And he's doing it to enrich everybody around him. I give him credit for saying, I'm going to help family. But when you're doing what you do for your crackhead son and your corrupt brother, and, you know, it goes beyond. It goes beyond saying, I'm going to help. It would be like me saying, I'm in management consulting. I'm going to teach my kids how to do it. Or I know my son is in it, so I'm going to talk to a CEO that can help him get a deal because I know the guy from my 20-something years in doing management consulting. It's different than that. Joe Biden has gone beyond. Again, welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. He didn't do very well in the debate. The New York Post said it was nondescript. For all intents and purposes, he wasn't even there. So, there you have it. Anyway, there was another observation I made during the debate, and it had to do with comments that sparked a lot of animus from the left by Van Jones. But he told the truth. And here's that clip.
The level of vitriol was very dispiriting. And I want to say that tonight for me was dispiriting. The Democrats have to do better than what we saw tonight. There was nothing I saw tonight that would be able to take Donald Trump out. And I want to see a Democrat in the White House as soon as possible. There was nothing tonight that if you're looking at this thing, you say any of these people are prepared for what Donald Trump is going to do to us.
Van Jones, we are not ready for Donald Trump. They're not ready for Donald Trump, and they're not going to be ready for Donald Trump. Because Democrats are now battling somebody who will fight back. They're not used to that. I cannot describe for you the idea, the shock in a person's eye when they find out you'll fight back. And I'll give you an example from real life. So I have this Asian buddy. And everybody's out one night, and he's out with four other friends of his, and they're walking up Austin, Texas, up 6th Street, and a bunch of bruising football types, because there's going to be a football game that weekend, a big football game at the University of Texas, and a bunch of big bruiser types start messing with him, and I think if I remember the story right. They say something about him being Asian because they're kind of, you know, drunk or whatever, but they're big boys. And the guys he's with are big guys too from the University of Texas. And the, Asian guy ends up absolutely kicking the butt of five big bruising dudes because he's a trained martial artist, a friend of mine. And I remember one of the guys from his fraternity telling the story. Of they start picking on this mutual friend. I was closer to the martial artist guy than I was these other guys. They were picking on him, and they thought it was just going to be, it was five of us big guys against this little bitty, you know, gook or whatever. And man, he lays them out because he was one heck of a martial artist. And I start chuckling because I was like, boy, they completely underestimated this guy. I know him. I know he's a fighter. And they completely underestimated him. And I could only imagine the looks on their faces as they were getting their butts kicked by this relatively little guy. I mean, certainly in comparison to them, he isn't very big. He's like 5'6", 160 pounds. And he's just laying waste to these clowns. And that's what's happening right now to the Democratic Party. They saw Donald Trump as an easy mark, a guy, oh, look at that little dude over there. Look at this, just go over and bully him. So they brought the big media. They brought the big Obama administration, the big FBI, the CIA, the NSA, the DNC, Hollywood. They brought out all the big guns. And Donald Trump looked up and started whooping that butt. And next thing you know, they're all laying on the ground going, what the heck just happened? And that's exactly where we are now. And Van Jones, who, by the way, predicted that Donald Trump was going to win in 2016. And you know what he said at the time? He said, we've watched another shift in how people are looking at stuff. We've gone from radio to television to social media to now, reality TV. He goes, Donald Trump knows how to do political reality theater better than anybody. It's a whole other thing. He's better at it than even Barack Obama. And early on, folks, I'm not talking about Trump was the guy. Van Jones said, I just watched a guy who understands how to become president. And he just said it again. He says, but that was as a progressive to see that those two have that level of vitriol was very dispiriting. And I can only believe he's talking about Warren and Sanders. And I didn't watch it. I already told everybody I didn't watch this thing. I would have rather watched Chinese water torture or something. Or go through it. But he says it was dispiriting. He says the Democrats got to do better than what we saw tonight. There was nothing we saw tonight that will be able to take down Donald Trump, and I want to see a Democrat in the White House. Now, here's where I get in the thing with Van Jones. Van Jones' number one priority was criminal justice reform. He wanted blacks to be able to get out of prison and start their lives again, credited Donald Trump for doing it, said Barack Obama put no effort into it, and what does he say? I want a Democrat in the White House. Why? If I were, I'll put it to you this way. I don't like Democrats. You guys know that, right? I think they're butt clowns for the most part. But if Barack Obama were doing the things that Donald Trump does, or put it a different way, if Barack Obama's policies brought the same thing that Trump's are bringing, because we all claim to be going after the same end result. So if Barack Obama's policies shocked the daylights out of me and brought the things that I didn't think were possible with his policies, I would back him 100%. I wouldn't be quibbling over it. I'd say, you know what? Dude was right. I was wrong. End of story. And if he passed criminal justice reform, which I think was sorely needed, I would have said, you know what? He came in and he did what he said he was going to do. If he had gotten our trade agreements in place to where the United States was not shipping that kind of money away, however he did it, I'd say congratulations. If he brought back jobs and opportunity and lowered unemployment legitimately to the areas, if he didn't spend a fortune doing it, all these things, I would be applauding and saying, you know what? I was wrong. He was right. And here's Van Jones. I mean, he may disagree ideologically with what Trump is doing, but if I were to say to Van Jones, is who's a better president for the black community, which is something you, as an ethnocentric racist, seem concerned about, who's a better representative of the black community, he'd have to come back and say it's Donald Trump. He'd be forced to. Anyway, Van Jones got it right then, and he got it right now. Democrats are swimming against a swift current because they offer nothing but vitriol, as Jones pointed out, but the bigger problem they have is Trump's success. They never counted on it. How do you fight against record employment? How do you fight against record stock markets? How do you fight against record consumer satisfaction? All these factors being based on sound policy, like trade agreements with Mexico and Canada, Japan and South Korea, and the pending trade agreement with China. Trump's handling of North Korea and Iran is just short of masterful. Where's the talk of Trump being a puppet of Putin? Where's the talk of the tax cuts? Where's the talk of NATO? Where's the talk of the border wall? Trump is the top line of news in every country for a reason. It is because he is a newsmaker, and not just for the sake of making news, because of its good success.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.